I don't think anyone was paying attention in chapel. That was a waste of time.
It may not seem like anyone was listening, but spreading the gospel is never a waste of time. My name is Zach, and you are listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. In Mark 4, Jesus told a parable about sharing the gospel. He said it was like spreading seeds on the ground. A lot of seeds fall on thorny, hard, or stony ground, and they don't get a chance to grow. But some seeds fall on good ground and produce a harvest. And the harvest is when someone hears the gospel, accepts it, and follows Jesus. And now let's listen to our story. It's called Unexpected Fruit. "Mom, Dad," called Jaden as he raced into the house. "Come quick. I think a watermelon is growing in our backyard."
"Really?"
asked Dad. "That ground out back is so poor and rocky, I wouldn't think a watermelon could grow there."
"But there is one," insisted Jaden. "Come and see."
"We'll look later," said Dad. "Right now, we have to get to the homeless shelter or we'll be late for chapel." Jaden's family had agreed to lead the shelter's evening chapel service once a month.
"Oh, all right," said Jaden.
He went to his room and got his trumpet and sheet music for the songs he would be playing at the shelter. On the way home, a couple of hours later, they discussed the service.
"I don't think anyone was paying attention today," said Jaden. "I think it's a waste of time for us to go there."
"Sharing the gospel is never a waste of time," said Mom. "Someone who doesn't seem interested may actually be ready to trust Jesus as their Savior." As soon as they got home, Jaden persuaded his parents to go look at the watermelon plant. Sure enough, there was a vine with one very small watermelon on it.
"This must have grown from some seeds we threw out here last year," said Jaden.
"I think you're right," said Mom. "I've thought about planting a garden back here, but I didn't think this soil was good for growing anything. I guess I was wrong. It looks like one of those seeds fell on the ground that was just right for watermelons. If it keeps growing, we'll get some fruit we didn't expect."
"We scattered another kind of seed today, the seed of God's word," said Dad.
"Like you said, Jaden, no one at the homeless shelter seemed to be paying much attention, but we don't know the condition of the hearts of those people. It's possible that the seed we planted there will bring unexpected fruit, too."
"You mean some of these people might still trust in Jesus because of what they heard today?" asked Jaden.
Dad nodded. "Jesus loves those people and died for them just like he loves and died for us. Let's pray that God will make the seeds we scattered today grow in their hearts and produce fruit."
So how about you? Do you feel like it's useless to share the gospel, especially with people who don't seem interested?
The parable of the sower in Mark 4 tells us that the seed of God's word falls on many different kinds of soil in people's hearts. You can't see what kind of heart soil anyone has, but keep sharing the good news about Jesus. You never know whose heart is ready to trust in him. Our key verse is Mark chapter 4, verse 8. "Other seed fell on good ground and it grew up, producing fruit." And our key thought, keep spreading God's word.
When you read the Bible yourself, you might come across something that you don't understand and you want a little help figuring it out. I'd love to be there for you and help you answer your questions. All you've got to do is get your parents' permission, then go to keysforkids.org/heyzach to let me know what you're trying to figure out. Your question could be featured in an issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Again, send me your questions at keysforkids.org/heyzach. I would love to help you out. As always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. Do me a favor, share Keys for Kids with a friend, and I'll catch you both right back here tomorrow.